I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Ha ha! Yes, and we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters, just because we like to broadcast over the internet. Of course we do. That's what we're doing right now. How cool is that? By the way, if you're not familiar with the Dr. Bill Show, this is the show where I, Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, hold forth on many things that interest me, but mostly tech, and mostly strangeness and geek culture and things that go beep in the night. Yes, and during the day, pretty much any time. I have with me water, because water is good. And since it's here and you're there, I can't offer you any. Sorry. As I pointed out before, I have an imaginary friend named Fred. That's with a PH. Fred. And Fred can share my water because he's virtual. Have some, Fred. You don't have to drink it all. Wow. Good stuff. I, as some of you may know, am a teetotaler, meaning I don't drink booze in any form or fashion, but I drink lots of water because it's wet, which makes it easier to drink, actually. But anyway, Fred, as I mentioned, is my imaginary friend. He keeps me straight. Okay, Fred, perhaps I can find you a ruler that big. Anyway, Fred's a character, as you can tell. He says odd things, which are shown up on the screen, by the way. Which means those of you listening to the audio netcast are going, what'd he say? Because you can't hear him, because he's not there. Well, you're not. I'm sorry. Anyway. So let's get right into the meat of the show this week. IBM is selling its server business. Now, some time ago, IBM sold out its, you know, laptop division. They have ThinkPads, or used to have ThinkPads, and PCs, home PCs, to Lenovo, a China-based company, the country of China. Yes. Not like there's one of the 50 states named China, you know what I'm saying? Anyway. China, yes, the country has Lenovo. So China has now approved the IBM sale of servers. So now the IBM server group will be part of Lenovo. So they'll have Lenovo servers, Lenovo laptops, Lenovo PCs, but IBM, they're out of the business. Which is really pretty amazing when you think about it. I mean, IBM has been building computers since a long time ago. I mean, International Business Machines, they pretty much have been in the computer business, but now they are transitioning away from selling servers, which is pretty wild to me. I mean, that's amazing. But it just goes to show something. I'm not sure what. The world is changing when it comes to computers. I mean, computers are basically a commodity product now. You know, there's just not a huge market because just everybody uses a computer. Computers are built into everything. But anyway. Next item is that Bitcoin ATMs exist. Yes. There's a company here, Lamassu. I assume I'm pronouncing that more or less correctly. They have introduced open source software for the Bitcoin ATM network. Now that's kind of cool. Open source. I love it. And they have a Bitcoin ATM network. So now we'll have Bitcoins about the world that you'll be able to go up to and take out of your Bitcoin account and cash out monies. That's kind of cool and kind of odd at the same time. It just goes to show how the world is changing. You know, recently, I think it's in the last week or so, California officially signed into law, a law, that said that you can accept Bitcoins for payment in California. Now, I find it odd that the government has to approve whether or not you accept a coin that is virtual as actual payment, because if you pay me with something, I should be able to take whatever I want. If you want to barter with me and give me milk for me chopping wood, which is not likely to happen, but just as an example, I should be able to do that. But now the government is going, you can't do that unless we say so. Well, fui on you. But California is saying, yes, you may now use Bitcoins. So that's kind of odd. And now you'll be able to have ATMs that sell or exchange, however you want to look at it, Bitcoins. Odd. And it's open source. I like that. Anyway. Also, we had a massive fail this week in honor of July 4th. An apparel company called American Apparel. You know, American Apparel on the 4th, you'd think they'd want to do something, you know, really as a tribute, something American. And they decided, I know what we'll do. We'll post a picture of fireworks. So their web dude, who was too young to remember the Challenger explosion, went out on the internet, apparently, and found a picture and said, ooh, look, fireworks. Well, it was the Challenger explosion when the Challenger shuttle blew up in 1986. I remember it. I didn't see it per se. I wasn't like there in Florida, but I did see it on TV as it happened. And I was like, oh, man, that was rough. Krista McAuliffe, you know, was the first teacher to go up in space, and it blew up right after it left the pad. I mean, it was really bad. Terrible thing. And now here's this photo of the Challenger explosion, and this company used it to illustrate happiness and the 4th of July and fireworks. Fail. Yike. Was very embarrassing. In its apology, the company said it was an honest mistake by the social media manager who was born after the 1986 explosion. Yeesh. You'd have thought he'd have found what the source of his picture was anyway. But anyway, that's pretty bad. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be funny here. That's really kind of... Anyway, speaking of dark images, kind of, a dark image of Superman looking brooding and bored and just not having a lot of fun, which I'll put over here behind me. Anyway, that picture was posted this week to get people excited about the new Batman versus Superman movie, which is now subtitled Dawn of Justice. Because it's going to have the Justice League in it. They might as well call it the first Justice League movie. But no. They're calling it Batman versus Superman. Which, by the way, if Batman really did go up against Superman, it would last all of like 2 seconds. I mean, Superman showed in the last movie he can break the neck of a super dude. Can you imagine what he'd do to Batman? All he'd have to do is look at him with his heat vision and just go psh, and fry him. Ugh. But see, a Superman that would do all of that anyway is not the kind of Superman I grew up with. You know what I'm saying? Ugh. So they're making him all dark. Kind of like the Batman Begins dark thing. Ugh. So the fans are like, I don't know. I'm going to wait and see. Of course I'll go see it. I'm a big Batman Superman comic book fan, so of course I'll go see it. But I just don't know. The dark imagery is a little... Whoa! Whoa, thank you, Fred, for waking me up there. Geek Software of the Week, Geek Software of the Week. This week that Fred is telling us about is... Web Browser Pass View. It's all one word, as you can see there on the screen. Web Browser Pass View. It's another one of those NIRSoft, N-I-R, NIRSoft utilities that are very cool, actually. They're very neat. And the whole idea of this one is if you use Google, Chrome, Firefox, Internet Explorer, Safari, or Opera, any of those web browsers, you can use this utility to pull the passwords out of your web browser that you have saved there to see what you typed, just in case you forget, which I do sometimes. Oh well. But I use LastPass to remember all my passwords so I don't have to. Good thing. Anyway, this utility will allow you to retrieve your lost passwords, and then you can even save them into a text, an HTML, a CSV, or an XML file by using the Save Selected Items option or Control S within the software called Web Browser Pass View. Apparently, NIRSoft likes to run everything together into one long thing. Anyway, the next item I have on the blog, I can't really show you effectively because it's a GIF file. By the way, the creator of GIFs say that that is indeed the way it is pronounced, GIF, not GIF. So, fooey on you, that's the way it is. To quote old Walter Cronkite, Uncle Walter, as we used to like to call him back in the day. Anyway, these are real fireworks as opposed to the not real fireworks from the fail article. These are real fireworks that was posted by John Posides. I'm not going to try to pronounce it, neither does he. He calls it John Pose or John P. From GeekBeat.tv. He and Callie Lewis do GeekBeat.tv. I love to watch GeekBeat.tv. I watch it every week. And they now have a new geek house. They have moved all their netcasting, as I like to call it, or podcasting, as some people call it, video podcasting, into a new building with their company Livid Lobster. You know, they call their company Livid Lobster Incorporated, or LLC, or whatever it is. I simply have a sole proprietorship that I call drbillbailey.net. And I have a network of netcast, you see, for drbillbailey.net. So, as it says there on the screen, you can go there and you can actually see all of the video netcast and the audio podcasts that I do from that one page. You can actually watch or listen to them all, which in itself is pretty cool, actually. So anyway, check that out. But anyway, this GIF that I can't show you shows real live fireworks, and it actually kind of looks like John P. and Callie standing there looking at the fireworks. I don't know if that's really them or not, but it kind of looks like them a little bit from the back. And the fireworks look pretty doggone impressive. So I like that, so I posted it. And then the last thing here is odd, you must admit. It is a steampunk cat. A steampunk cat. I mean, steampunk is seriously geek culture. I'm just saying. My nephew, John, is into steampunk stuff. He actually builds all kinds of things that look steampunkish. But anyway, this is a cat. This is a pencil drawing of a cat. with steampunk paraphernalia on. And as I mentioned in the post that I did there, it looks a little bit like my cat Tiger, but she really isn't into steampunk, so she doesn't wear any outfits like this. She just mainly lays there and looks at you like, what? What? You know, I am the master of this house. You'll do what I say. That's what most cats do. But anyway, she's a sweet kitty. I like my kitty. Anyway, so I felt that was cool. It was very geek culture. So that's neat. So anyway, that'll do it for this edition of the Dr. Bill Show. Remember until next time that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.